This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Bellinger on deck as Judge bats here, righty to righty. Bosley to the plate. And Judge, it's a high fly ball to deep right field. Going back is Garcia at the wall. It is out of here. Just barely made it into the first row down the right field line. That is a Yankee Stadium special. That is a home run perhaps in Boston. And the Yankees lead 5-0.
And that was Night Night with this Texas Rangers offense. Good morning, Metroplex. It's the Hump Day edition of Sean and RJ live on your home for the Rangers and Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for waking up with us. Hopefully you stick around. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy. Cowboys insider Bobby Belt with an OTA practice report at 6:20. We got Ross in for Pepe, and we got Aiden in the back firing up the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube as we have to recap NBA, NHL, and the Rangers losing the opener to the Yankees 5-2.
All right, now Sean's off. Hey, it's a well-oiled machine. It's a well-oiled machine here.
Was not expecting that to start the show.
No, neither was I. The Rangers weren't expecting fastballs down the middle, apparently, last night either, because they took balls right down the middle of the plate. Now, some were a couple of inches off the plate. They got called strikes early in counts, and then they wound up getting put in a tough spot. Simeon, particularly, I think that really hacked off Bochy because he got tossed in the sixth inning. But the offense was I don't know if it's a good or bad day to have Brett Boone on.
Yeah.
Because the offense really struggled last night. They did not look like they were putting up competitive at bats. When you're sitting there whiffing on pitches that are off the plate. Now, you got to give some credit to the pitcher. But
I thought that kid Warren had good stuff.
Yeah, he did. But Bassick went on a clinic. He was like, dude, every pitch, every at-bat's the same sequence. Like, and this is where Boone has got to tell them, watch the games, guys. Like, this is every pitch or every at-bat, the sequence has been, the same. Fast, then they're going to go to the slider. He's going to certain pitches. And then he was ending up punching you out on fastballs away. And they weren't even away, really. They were right down the middle of the plate. And they just didn't bother swinging at him.
Watching Simeon and Adolis with their at-bats, I know Adolis can catch one here and there, but it's just a hopeless cause. It just feels like an automatic out. Last night was a bloop fest. There were 17 hits, which looks very misleading to me. The Yankees had 9, the Rangers had 8, but Marcus Simeon didn't even know where the bloop to right field had gone. Mm-hmm. He thought it had gone into the seats, so that was an accident. And then it was just a bloop fest for the hits that you did get, and we're still here. We're still here, Bobby, with this Ranger offense.
Yeah, it's better than it was where it was at, a month ago, but that's not saying much. They were the worst offense in baseball a month ago. And now they're a little bit better than that. They ran into a few home runs during their winning streak. That's all positive. But yeah, it's still really frustrating. Like you said, Adolis Garcia can run into one every now and then, but the approach is still really bad, it feels like.
He's gonna swing at anything.
Oh, he looked like Javi Baez last night at some of those. Sweepers, whatever he wants to call them, that were down and away. And it was the same pitch. I mean, and you saw it. I mean, it was the same damn pitch every time. And, and he had no chance.
Because Baskin was sitting there saying, all right, with this pitcher, this lines up with what Adolis likes. This should be bread and butter. And then Raymond says, as long as he doesn't chase, Swiffer, whatever the hell it's called, too straight, bye-bye. Take a seat,
and now you're putting yourself in a position where you have the pitchers have no margin for error. And it's not like Corbin was terrible. you know, they didn't hit the ball extremely hard. I mean, they had a there was a couple of hard hit balls early on. The Lankford double down the line, that was a hard hit ball. Ben Rice sack fly to center was a hard hit ball. For the most part, there was not a ton of hard hit balls in this game until you got to the later innings, until you got in the bullpen. And so, I'm not going to sit here and say Corbin was bad. He wasn't bad. I mean, he kept them in it. 5 innings, 3 runs is not great, but I mean, you when you're playing a team that's got a good offense like New York, I mean, you allow 3 runs, you have to win that game.
It feels like right now it's Josh Young or bust. It felt like it was Wyatt for like 2 weeks, and right now it's Josh Young carrying anything that you have.
Yeah, they can't sync up. I mean, it's something where Wyatt's hitting the ball really well for 2 weeks, and then nobody else feels like they are. Then it's like, okay, well, Corey Seager's hitting the ball really well and nobody else is. And then it's like, oh, well, Seager's hurt. And now that Seager's hurt, we're getting Josh Young hitting the ball well. It's just frustrating how maddeningly inconsistent they all are in terms of just syncing up and hitting like we think they can. Adolis, now you mentioned, I was just looking at Baseball Savant. His chase rate is 40%. He's in the 4th percentile in all of Major League Baseball in chase rate. He is just brutal with his approach at the plate right now.
And is there a ranking to that? Like, what is a blinking red number? I imagine 40% is.
But. Yeah, I mean, 40%, that's one of the worst rates in baseball. Like I said, if that's 4th percentile, yeah, that means 96% of hitters in baseball are better at not chasing balls out of the zone than Adolis Garcia is.
I would assume anything higher than 30% is, like, bad.
By the way, good eye from Eric Nadell on that call there on the Aaron Judge home run, because that was a home run in only 4 of 30 ballparks, and he was right. One of them is Fenway.
Well, it was not a good eye from the umpire. He sucks. That guy is freaking terrible. I'm not blaming that for the loss, but that's part of the reason Boach got tossed. He was not happy. Here's my question.
He's all over the place.
Yeah, and it was really a couple of pitches to Judge that felt like should have been strikes, and Bassick was saying he's got the Barry Bonds strike zone working. Here's my question. For Bassick, yourself, Holland, whoever else may be listening that played. When it's an accidental strike, right? Catcher sets up inside, you lose control, and you hit the outside part of the plate, but it's still a strike. How much can I blame the umpire based upon positioning? Because that happened multiple times last night. It was still a strike.
It does.
But it wasn't the intended target.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's human nature because you missed your spot so bad. When you're set up inside and you miss away, I mean, you're missing your spot by almost 18 inches. That's a lot. I think human nature is like, I'm not gonna give you credit on a borderline pitch if it's like on the corner. But at the same time, you're an umpire. Like, you're a professional umpire. You should be able to adjust like that.
Yeah.
We saw this last night, Walker Buehler in the Red Sox game. They're playing the Mets. Lindor steals. There's a ball right down the middle. But the Lindor was stealing, so the catcher had to move. He shielded the umpire. It was literally right down the middle of the plate. Now, as the catcher, you've got to do a better job of staying low so the umpire could see. But as the umpire, you've got to be able to pay attention to where the ball is so you can make a call. And Buehler got thrown out of the game.
I switched on over to the NBA action, but the fellas said they were more interested in scouting, hopefully, the next opponent of the Dallas Stars. Game one in the East.
30 seconds on the power play. Rodriguez to Bennett. Bennett at the line. Long shot. He scores! Sam Bennett! A long-distance shot from just inside the blue line. It's a power play goal. It made its way through the traffic, and the Panthers have a 4-1 lead.
Panthers radio with the call. They score 2 in the first. They're up 3-1 after 2, and they handle Carolina on the road 5-2.
It's getting kind of scary. Florida has won their last 3 games they've won. In the last 4 games, they're 3-1. They won 6-1, 6-1. 5-2 in those 3 victories. They're the team, if you can think of a team currently in sports that just always makes that run in the playoffs, they're always there. They were the best team in the league like 3 years ago. They got knocked out early. Then they go to the Cup Finals. Then they win the Cup. It's like, all right, this team is rolling, man. They are a tremendous team.
And that's Carolina's 13th straight loss in a conference final. Going back to being swept in 09, 19, and 23.
Yeah, this was I'll tell you what, Florida makes the most of their scoring opportunities. I was watching this last night, and it felt like every time I had the split screen up with the T-Wolves OKC game and then the Florida-Carolina game. And so every time it felt like that I'd look over. It's like, all right, there's another goal from Florida. And so I just look up how many shots on goal it was. They had 20 shots last night, and they scored 5 goals.
Wow.
A 75% save percentage from Anderson, the Hurricanes goalie.
Anderson is a tremendous goalie, and he is right now the top goalie for the Conn Smythe.
Yeah, he was the top goalie. Like ESPN had their preview yesterday. They were like easily the best goalie left in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's Mr. Glass. He'll get hurt. He'll miss a game in the series, every series, but he's awesome. And they made him look like he was Connor Hellebuck in a road game.
Game one of the West Final tonight, the great Sean McDonough will have the call for ESPN. McDonough will join us live at 8 to preview Brett Boone from New York at 9:20 as the show of Wales continues to get it done on DFW Sports Station. Meanwhile, game one, West Finals in the association.
Shea up the left side to the baseline on McDaniels. Floats it up, counts it, it goes, and it goes! Falling down, Shea lost it home. McDaniels trips him up, and and one coming for the MVP. Listen to the crowd.
Well, Michael Malone agrees. Is Michael Malone?
Oh, God.
Apparently doing media work for ESPN, saying, you see why SGA is the MVP. The MVP showed up tonight. He just got done. This just in. Coaching Jokic. SGA scored 20 of his 31 in the second half, 8 of 14 field goals. Julius Randle's effort goes for naught with 28 points, and Anthony Edwards, who was averaging 26 a game in the playoffs, was held to 18 points, 5 of 13 shooting. He said, quote, I definitely got to shoot more. I took 13 blanking shots, but I'll say probably just get off the ball a little more, play without the ball. That would be the answer. Thunder handle the Wolves.
So, was Michael Malone just lying when he said that Joker should have been the MVP all year, or is there like bad blood between them now?
Well, I mean, are they going to blink or make any sort of a move without talking to Jokic first? I would think like Jokic had an idea of what they were going to do. Also, the other idea here is what was the exact verbiage? Was it you see why he's the MVP tonight or something along those lines?
I'll get the quote.
So depending on what the verbiage is, he could be saying like, he's going to win MVP, and so like this is why he's going to win MVP. Not necessarily that like he deserved it over Jokic, but like, hey, you see, this is why people voted for him for MVP, is because of the performance he had tonight. But he was great at the free throw line.
Shea Alexander, he showed why he's the MVP.
his 10 of 27 shooting, it was fantastic. He was a monster from the charity stripe.
The ref showed why he's the MVP. Ticky tack.
What was the note you had this morning?
So, in 2022, at the end of 2022, there was a quote he gave. It was November 9th, 2022, and he was asked about, hey, these officials, are they giving you the short end of the stick on these calls? And he said, they're humans like us and make mistakes. They make a lot of right calls, too. And it caught some eyes back then, because the next month after he said that, his free throw attempts went way up. So you can actually split his free throw attempts per game from the moment of that quote in his career onward. And before that quote, he played 266 games, playoffs and regular season. He averaged 4.9 free throw attempts per game. Since that quote, 241 games, so actually fewer than the 266, he's averaging 9 free throw attempts per game. He's almost doubled it. Just because, you catch more flies with, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar or whatever it is.
Someone send that to 77.
Yeah, for sure.
Could have
absolutely
benefited him over the years.
Yeah, it could have. It's, you know, the, I don't know, man. Like that whole Thunder team, not the Thunder team, but Shea with going to the free throw line. This is, I don't know. It's not a game I want to. It's not entertaining when it's just a free throw barrage by one single player. It's got Dwayne Wade vibes. You know, it's got Dwayne Wade vibes to it, and some of them were ticky tack, and it just doesn't sit right.
Well, and as was being pointed out,
he didn't shoot 24 free throws. He shot 14 free throws.
Well, and so Thunder fans were pointing out last night, their pushback to this was Minnesota took 32 two-point attempts last night and shot 21 free throws. OKC took 61 two-point attempts and shot 26 free throws. And so OKC fans are trying to say, like, guys, we're taking the type of shots that are going to get free throw attempts, and yet we're still pretty close with Minnesota on the calls.
51 threes for the Timberwolves. ESPN said that's the most ever in a conference final or later game.
Wow.
OKC's so good defensively, though.
Yes.
That's the big thing that I took away from that game last night, is Caruso. They're smothering.
They're just putting Caruso in. Chet Holmgren costing me money. because Caruso is getting minutes defending bigs in the paint like he did against the Joker. Maybe that's why Michael Malone said he can be guarded by a little short white guy. He can't be the MVP. That's the way we start off the Hump Day edition Sean and RJ here on your home of the Cowboys. We have a Cowboys insider and reporter, and he was out for OTAs. Dak is back. First impressions is George Pickens. And where was Micah Parsons? Inside the Star to recap Cowboys practice next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is your home of the Dallas Cowboys. In case you did not know, 105.3 The Fan here with Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, who went on out to the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco yesterday for Cowboy OTAs. Dak is back. Micah is not. And all eyes on George Pickens, along with the judgment of Brian Schottenheimer's new culture.
Yeah, it's very, it's funny. I was standing there. I can't remember who I was talking to, but we were watching them go out there to work out. And, you know, those like the little like ladder drills they do or whatever. They basically had the entire offense on one side of the field to open practice, the entire defense on the other side of the field. And like they were going through the ladder, like ladder drills all at the same time or something. It was like odd. It was this weird, like almost like high school or college atmosphere, and they were getting really raucous and loud. And so the energy like instantly out at practice was different than a Garrett practice or a McCarthy practice. Does it equal wins? Is it better or worse? Don't know, but it's different. It definitely, there's a tangible difference in terms of the feeling and the vibe at the practice.
We got louder music and the ping pong table is back.
Oh, baby.
Louder music. What type of music were we going with?
A lot of Nipsey Hussle. Heard three of those. Also heard they ran some Kendrick Lamar out there. They got Not Like Us, which I was standing by Nick Eatman when that started playing. He's like, my five-year-old walks around the house now going, wop, 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 wop. Like, just screaming that. But no, loud music, just a really upbeat atmosphere. Donovan Ezeraku was immediately out there in the like line stretching, and he's out there dancing almost the entire practice. Just very loose. It felt like everybody out there was ready to get back on the field. Like it was kind of scratching a niche for them, and it's like, all right, we're back. Let's focus. Let's get going.
Dak Prescott with early impressions of Brian Schottenheimer and the C word.
Yeah, he's doing a hell of a job. He's doing a hell of a job. Great job in building the culture. I mean, look at him right there, seeing it, dapping off guys, and that's him. You're going to see him around weight room, the field, the locker room. Preaching about competing every day, but not only that, we're doing them in team meetings, competing at practice, and that's the part about today's practice, right, is that fine line of competing, but doing it smart and being disciplined about it, and he's just doing a hell of a job building the culture and, in a sense, starting over and understanding that, yeah, we do have to do it from the ground up, and it's been fun. It's getting created. I don't want to say that what it's going to become. It's something that's got to define itself and get created amongst all of us, coming together, believing in it, believing in one another, and understanding that this culture is going to be the reason that we win.
Meanwhile, I got the text message that I forgot to actually put out there on May 13th saying, Dak is getting cleared today. The doctor is flying in to finalize everything with the Cowboys staff. And it sounded like some reporters were caught off guard a little bit by how much of a participant Prescott was yesterday.
Yeah, in terms of just his movement, he looked, I think he looked more comfortable moving around than I figured he would be. He's still not cleared for contact, but when you watch him, when you watch him move out there, he did some stuff, you know, rolling out and tossing and different things like that. Watching him move around, I was expecting it to look more like laborious than it was. He looked much more comfortable. And so to me, it's like, all right, any question anybody would have had about like, all right, is he going to be ready to go for training camp? That looked like a guy yesterday who 2 months from now should be able to practice without an issue.
Like, yeah, because he even said he could play, you know, several weeks ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, playing one game versus playing 17 is a completely different story.
Here's Dak on where he is with the rehab.
Pretty much can do it all. Feel good. I think I'm just not cleared for contact, which we've got a while for that anyway. So, I'm out there in the team activities. Feel good. Just trying to obviously stay that way. Feeling great.
And now the player that everyone had their eyes on, the new receiver for now wearing number 13.
Yeah, George Pickens was out there, and yeah, that was the one of the first things we saw is he's got the he's taken over the Michael Gallup number or the DeMarvian Overshow number now that that's been left for number 0. But when you watch him out there yesterday, it's clear he's still, George Pickens is still getting his feel for where he's supposed to be in the offense, what he's supposed to be doing. He's getting up to speed on a lot of different things, because when you watched him out there, he was clearly during some of the team stuff in 7-on-7, he's just figuring out, all right, where do I need to go here? What do I need to do? Where there wasn't a whole lot of just, hey, let's feed George Pickens the ball every time. But they were working him in there a lot with the second team even, because they're clearly just trying to get him reps, get him up to speed, get him where he needs to be. But he looked good out there. He looks like an imposing figure. He is a big, tall, athletic receiver, and I mean it pops when you're out there standing watching. Like, he stands out among everybody.
Brian Schottenheimer with first impressions on his extra number one receiver.
CD said it best. I saw his comments, right, where we don't do A's and B's. We think that there's a one over there, as CD said, and if you look over there, there's a one there. So I think that's the way that we view GP. My time with him has been just incredible. When he came in after the trade, just getting a chance to really get to know him. We had a little free throw shooting competition. I think he beat me twice. I've beaten him once, but the last time we played, I beat him. So I do want to put that out there that I did beat him. But it's really just, you know, us getting to know each other. I think we're all on board. You know, I think we're always trying to find the right pieces and good pieces. And I think we're really excited about what he brings as a football player. But I see a guy that's maturing. I see a guy that we're excited to put out there and watch him grow and get better. And you guys will see him out there today. He obviously is a tremendous athlete. But I love watching him in meetings, because in meetings he's been so dialed in, taking great notes. He knows he's a little bit behind, not a lot, but a little bit behind in terms of what the veterans are doing. But his intentionality in the meeting room has been really cool for me to see.
What in the hell are you doing free throw shooting for in a football practice?
You just heard it right there, and it led to some reporters side texting yesterday out of practice, like just fawning over Brian Schottenheimer. Like, go and compare this to Mike. I don't want to get in the weeds, especially with Bobby here, about any McCarthy comparison, but Brian Schottenheimer has won the offseason at the microphone. Again, what will it actually mean? But it just seems like all the little things, finding out where a player is at for his birthday and getting the restaurant to send a bottle of champagne. Drinking a little bit, drinking some shotties with Mike and CD in the golf cart. Putting the ping pong table back and shooting free throws with George Pickens. Just trying to build all those relationships.
Yeah, he's clearly, this has been the top priority for him, has been culture and has been establishing that. And, you know, Shotty talked about it a little bit yesterday, the idea of just, you know, OTA attendance is important for you trying to get different things down, whether it be with the playbook or different things related on the football field. But he thinks a lot of it, too, is just off the football field and how important that is. And that's clearly been just the top line item for them all offseason. A couple of years ago, it was toughness. We need to get meaner. We need to do this. Like, there were all these, every year it seems like there's a theme of just, this is what we're really locked in on. This is what we're dialed in on and try to do off of the field, those intangibles. And I think that when you look at what Shotty's doing, he's clearly said, all right, everything else will flow out from the culture being right. And so that's got to be the thing that we're focusing on more than anything else during the offseason.
OTA recap on the home of America's team here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. I'll go ahead and steal from Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, with some of his practice observations and what happened on the field. Pickens hauled in a pair of receptions on a quick slant and a comeback along the left sideline. DB Wanye Thomas played at safety and in the slot. The linebacker group was flying around. I think you had James and Buddy Johnson interceptions. Ferguson has added some weight, some happy relationship weight, maybe.
he appears to like he looks like he's a little bulkier, and so looks you got to get in there and fight in the trenches a little bit in line. That's what we need from him.
If he does, he's gonna have to move that beard further down the chin. You can't have, when you got a little chubbier face, you can't have a chin lined beard. It's not a good look anyway.
This is muscle. This is muscle that we've added here.
That's fine. But if it's the relationship weight, then you got to move the beard down.
Do the Pittman beard. The bourbon beard.
Yeah.
The name that I kept hearing and reading was Brevin Span Ford, the backup tight end. Nick said he was unstoppable yesterday. Multiple catches, including one where he separated downfield. Kevontae Turpin took some quick routes and made them into big gains. Speaking of special teams, I had read that Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders were back there on punt return.
So I wasn't over with the special teams when they were doing the punt stuff, but I had heard, that they had the backs back there just kind of trying to cycle through things. I think they're just trying to figure out who's our backup here. Who are we going to use in place of Turpin if we've got to, have him out there for a series and we don't want him backed up coming right off of the punt unit. I think basically they're just trying to find out who's our alternate here. Is it going to be Deuce Vaughn or one of these other running backs?
Nick continues, every time I looked up, it felt like Jalen Cropper was making a reception. I heard someone else say they didn't notice Mingo out there whatsoever. We're at number 81. Love the day from corner Kyer Elam on the outside. Had a couple of breakups and looked confident. Running backs are rotated quite a bit. Nothing really to take away there. And Israel Mukwamu also got a healthy dose of work in the slot along with Deron Bland.
Yeah, it's a receiver group yesterday that wasn't flashing in a big way. Like, we didn't get a whole bunch of, like Nick mentioned, he had the two catches on the sideline, George Pickens. Those were the two times he got the ball thrown his direction at all during team and 7-on-7. So it's not like they were feeding the ball to him a lot. CD had a couple catches. This was mainly yesterday just about executing, getting guys into places where they need to be. It's similar to because there was yesterday a little bit of, you get the panic from people on Twitter when you say something like this, but there were a few interceptions yesterday. Dak threw a couple. Joe Milton threw a couple.
I never understood why fans get all upset over practice interceptions.
It's spring training pitching. It's like you're working on stuff or you're just simply trying to execute something.
You're trying to see what's broke.
One noticeable name not in the practice recap, Brian Schottenheimer. Where's 11?
He showed up a little bit the last couple days. He's been in and out some. I don't know if he's here yet today. He was here yesterday, had a great, actually had lunch with him yesterday. Again, when he's here, he's been great. And again, it's just, it's all voluntary. So when guys are in and they're out, some guys come to meetings, some guys come to practice, some guys are just here getting treatment and things like that. And that's not just specific to Micah. It's specific to all the guys.
Where's Parsons?
He's next door. He was hanging out at the sports academy next door. He was working out with Myles Garrett. So
why didn't he just walk on over to, you know, where all the teammates are?
He's done this in the past. He's typically done his own individual working out. So I guess I'm not totally surprised that he did it again.
Look, the balance continues, but I thought we were doing the whole leadership thing.
Well, he showed up. He did report. He usually doesn't even report to this extent that he has today, where he was in the building.
Being on the field at the facility with the practices. And I'm not totally killing him. The balance continues here between contract, statement, give me the offer so we can get this done, and leadership. This teeter-tottering is going to continue until the deal is done of showing up, brand new coach, brand new system, and leader versus contract.
Yeah, and look, I mean, Shoddy yesterday, I thought, walked the line pretty evenly in terms of talking about, hey, Mike is here, and we're really encouraged by what Mike has done here so far. While also pointing out that Mike is not a total full participant, but again, it is voluntary. It is something that he's done.
Mean?
It is something, yeah. The famous Darren Hambrick line. It is something that he's participating more than he has in the past. So I guess they're kind of, and for the stuff that's important to Shoddy, the stuff about the team building and being around and connecting with people, they feel like he's meeting at this point. They feel like he has been present. He showed up to the golf course last week. He was in the building on Monday for a lot of the team building culture stuff. So to Shoddy, I think he's just like, as long as I'm getting him in the culture aspects, that's what's most important to me.
All right, there it is. You're Inside the Star recap on the home of the Cowboys. We have an Ice Cube ticket giveaway at 7:20 here with the Hump Day Edition on 105.3 The Fan. Let's start getting you ready for Game 1 in the West. Stars, Oilers, the preview after.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today. Or visit MinceTClinic.com. That's MinceTClinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For this.
Rodriguez, Ekblad, Johnny scores off the iron and in. The Panthers came up with it in the offensive end. It was Rodriguez who spotted an open Aaron Ekblad, and he rifles one home out of the right circle, and the Panthers double their lead. It's 2-0 here in game one.
Florida continues to roll. Game one in the East as they take care of Carolina. 5-2 game one in the West is tonight, 7 o'clock at the AAC. The great Sean McDonough, play-by-play voice of the series in ESPN, will join us at 8 o'clock this morning here on Sean and RJ. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. We appreciate you listening and watching, however you may be doing it. Let's get to a little preview of this series, and we'll do it with Jake Ottinger. Ottinger went on SportsCenter and was asked, all right, this year versus last year, y'all lost in six. What needs to be different this time around?
You know, it was tight last year. I think, you know, we lost game five at home, which I think is hard to win a series when you do that, when you're tied 2-2. So I think just getting off to a good start, and, you know, we finally won a game one this year. So we want to win game one tomorrow night and get this series off to a good start.
And you talk about being at home. What's DFW like when the Stars are going on a run?
Yeah, it's incredible. Feels like a hockey town. You know, feels like a northern city in the U.S. So it's crazy how much hockey's grown down here, how great our fan base is, how big it's grown the last few years. And, you know, there'd be no better feeling than if we could finally, you know, bring these fans another cup.
Still amazes me when I just like look at Ottinger and I'm like, that doesn't look like what a goalie.
I know.
Looks we like him.
Just talked about that. Well, you're the last time you were, Chop and I were talking about that. Like, you watch him walking into the arena and you're like, that dude's the, like, I guess it's a just child. All, yeah, it's all the equipment or whatever. Yeah. But you look at him and go like, that looks like a shooting guard in the NBA or something. He just does not look like what I'd expect him to look
like. A high school sophomore baseball player. Like, it's crazy.
And then he dropped the headline in the follow-up on just how good Connor McDavid is.
Yeah, I think when it's all said and done, he's going to be the best player of all time. So when you get a chance to go up against a guy like that, it's pretty special. And, you know, as an athlete, you want to, you know, compete against the best. So, you know, we're going to have that opportunity here coming up.
Will end up being the best player of all time, and the Stars are going to see it again tonight. ESPN with a nice little preview, Choppy, of this series.
They did, and in terms of that, like I don't know. I wasn't alive enough. I mean, I was alive, but not alive enough to see early Gretzky or, you know, prime Gretzky. But I'll say this, and this is the revisionist history and the recency bias. Scottie Scheffler's off to an amazing start to his career. In order to match Tiger Woods and Tiger's first 250 starts, Scotty would have to win 56 of the next 110. Okay, so just stop with the recency bias on players. Like, they're, you know what I mean? Like, just on everything. So that's the little side there.
Yeah, he was, Jake Ottinger was born, and exactly 4 months later was Gretzky's last game. So, I mean, like, he's there's going to be a little bit of a generational
thing. Of course, and I get it. And that's all players will vote and lean towards guys in their generation. I've got no problem with that. The Stars have set the nerds into a tizzy. They have. The Stars have set the nerds into an absolute tizzy because the nerds had them out 4-1 to Colorado in the first round. EA Sports simulates these games, right?
Oh,
EA Sports goes and simulates the EA simulation to do all the games. And then in the second round, they had Winnipeg winning 4-2 in that one as well. So they had the Stars out. Stars have been out for a while. So there's that. The other side of this, though, is just the regular human element. So the human experts from ESPN.
But don't have their predictions and picks. I want to do the preview right now.
Okay.
The all preview, right. the 9 out of 10, what yep. we've learned so far, all yep. that stuff. All By right. the way, what's the great hockey game? I mean, I played Nintendo's fantastic. Oh,
the Genesis. It was NHL. It was Roenick.
Yeah, EA Sport. It's just a NHL whatever. Like I mean, so yeah. NHL in 25, yeah. NHL 24. It's the
you
EA
never
Sports
hear one. People talk about the hockey game like baseball.
I've loved playing hockey games in the past. So I mean, the last one I had was probably 5 years ago. Yeah, but I mean, I've always really liked playing them.
I think it was about the one I had. And then as a kid, you know, growing up, the Sega Genesis one was like, that was the one that was on Swingers. Yeah, it's not so much me, it's Roenick. Oh, yeah. He's good.
Yeah.
That was a good one where you could score a goal and it would just kind of curve around the goalie. And it was like, that doesn't really work. But mm-hmm. And then the blood. They had the blood for 1 year where you could make a guy's head bleed.
Joe Mazzulla said, yeah, I love that element of the game. Suck it up, just get up.
So ESPN had a pretty good write-up on the team. And the goalie confidence rating was one of them. And the only one that had a higher rating than the Stars was Carolina. And again, Anderson's been a fantastic goalie. But it's you're splitting hairs. Anderson had a 9.5 out of 10 confidence rating. And then Otter has a 9. right? So we're really splitting hairs. And it says, no goalie has faced more shots, made more saves, logged more minutes during the playoffs than Ottinger. He's provided a level of stability that has played a major role in why they've advanced to a third straight conference final. He's had several moments this postseason. His value's been amplified. Maybe the strongest example was the fact the Stars are 3-0 in overtime, with two of those wins coming in series-clinching games.
And while that goalie confidence rating, it is just 8 versus 9, Edmonton's is the worst rating left in the playoffs.
Oh.
So it's because it's 9.5 for Carolina, 8.5 for Florida. So yep. Edmonton is the shakiest goaltender setup.
And look, Skinner was not great in the first two games against the Kings. Then he gets pulled, and then there was an injury, and then he's back. And in the last two games, he pitched shutouts. So there's that. But it's not like he is very inconsistent. And as Jason Gregor said yesterday, his best consistency is inconsistency. And that's the reality of it. What they've learned about the Stars so far this year, it's the fact that they're adaptable. They had questions about getting past the Avs, given that their two of their best players with Miro and Robo were out and they were hurt. They're in the conference finals. They've yet to receive consistent offensive contributions from certain players because 81% of their goals have been scored by five guys this playoff run. Mikko, Hintz, Harley,
yeah.
Wyatt, Granlund.
The irony, Granlund, is that the Oilers team not thought to have depth and that they're top-heavy, but they've been carried by the depth with McDavid only scoring three goals. Right. 16 of their 22 skaters have scored. The Stars team, thought to have great depth, has been carried by the smaller few.
Yeah, so you've got 26 of their 32 goals have been scored by those five players. And then the other five goals have been scored by four guys, Ben, Zadonov, Marchment, and Sagan. So you're going up against a defensive structure that shut out the Golden Knights for two straight games. Depth does matter, but the Stars have got the experience. They've been here, you know, like each of the last couple of years. Of course, Edmonton has the experience too. This is not going to be a series where one team is not used to being there, right? Yeah. They've all been there before. Edmonton's been here with like, what, three of the last 4 years? The Stars now three straight.
Yeah, and I mean, that's one of the things Jason Gregor told us yesterday was he's like, last year, you felt like, oh, it's all the Stars depth, and then Edmonton's got the Stars at the top. And he's like, now it's kind of reversed, where you've got Rantanen that they're really leaning on in Dallas. And at Edmonton, they are going, you know, four lines deep, really, really strong. And it's a lot for teams to have to deal with, and they're kind of overwhelmed by it right now.
Yeah, and from Edmonton's side, you know, they've been one of the better and deeper teams in the playoffs. And Corey Perry, who is everybody's favorite player when he's on their team and everybody's least favorite player when he's not, he's had a tremendous playoff run so far for somebody who's almost 40. He's 39 years old. But like Bobby said, their goalie confidence rating is just an 8, which is the worst of any of the goalies left in the postseason.
Official picks at 9 o'clock. Choppy nailed it in the last, well, almost nailed it in the last series. We'll see if he can do it again to get the Stars to the Stanley Cup Final. And the great Sean McDonough, who will have the call of the series, will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. Nice job by Pepe of getting him on. Man, I got my nostalgia feels yesterday with this death. Song gets me every time.
Great. It's one of the great intro songs.
It has to be. 100%.
It's the best.
Out of nowhere.
What do you know? How old are you?
So I hate that I have to think about it now. I turned 29 this year. That sounds right.
And you watched some old Cheers?
So one of my buddies in college was really into it. He was like, have you ever seen this show, Cheers? I was like, this show is 40 years old. Like, yeah. What are you talking about? We turned it on. I couldn't stop watching it. Watched all 11 seasons. And then this year, I actually went through and watched all 11 seasons of Frasier as well.
And that led to your current alcoholism. So nice job.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
All right, Frasier, Cheers. Which one?
I feel like I got to go Cheers.
Okay. Well, yesterday, one of the big dogs passed away.
George Wendt played Norm on the show Cheers, obviously. One of the great supporting characters, right? The one of the great characters in sitcom of, you know, of in that era of sitcom land, where you had just, I mean, he had one-liners every time. Back when he had his birthday back in October, somebody posted on social media like all of his entrances.
I retweeted that yesterday.
And I think Peacock actually did something with it yesterday on the TV as well. But they were just like, it's not a show. I wonder how the show stands today. If you were to go back and watch it, like, does it stand the test of time? Because you don't see bars like that. You never see bars like that where there's these fancy little bars.
No, not at all. Now, he always had the famous line in there where he'd say, put it on my tab. And he always had this running tab that he was not paying out. And then, you know, Sam would bring the big book on the table and go like, yes, your tab. They actually went and calculated it one time, what his tab he had run up was.
What was it?
$124,406.90 was the estimate is what George, his tab was there. George went, yeah.
Did the internet do it or like the Cheers staff? Like
no, people- says the internet did it. The internet went like, based on everything they've said here, these little context clues, this is what his tab would have
and
been.
And then you get the price of beer in that time. Who has that time?
Yeah, all of it.
Holy crap. And then, of course, the Chicago Bears fans on SNL.
Oh, yes.
Probably a top five favorite thing for me on Saturday Night Live with the Bears.
The Bears. Easy. Easy.
Thick of doing it.
Yeah.
Easy one of the most memorable ones.
Cultural influence. That's probably one of the top three SNL skits of all time. Because, I mean, it's still to this day, like, lingers.
Someone should have showed that to Caleb. He wouldn't have tried to go to Minnesota instead. Like, look how popular the Bears are.
There you go. Yeah, but it was sad to see because it's like...
76.
76 too young. My dad was that. He was about 76. What is he? 78. Still, it's way too young. You know, it's way too young to go. They say he just died peacefully, which is good. That's good. That's the way to go.
877-881-1053, Franco LaFranco Injury Attorney text line. That is also the number to call at 720 when we hook you up with Ice Cube tickets today, tomorrow, and Friday, trying to get you to the weekend as quickly as possible here on Sean and RJ. Why is this team sniffing around the kid from Duke? Why is this team even talking or looking at Cooper Flagg with a Mavs trade possibility being floated out there? We'll tell you about it. People want Ryan Clark suspended over at ESPN. And did Bill Belichick make the mistake of getting engaged? All of that next on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsTClinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.